Hello, and welcome to Small Screen Justice, a podcast about superhero TV. I'm Dan.
And I'm Jesse, and today we're discussing Season 1, Episode 7 of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., entitled The Writing on the Wall.
Yeah, alright, so we don't have much news to talk about this week, so before we get into the episode itself, we do have two small topics. One, I just wanted to quickly talk about grading, and I feel like I've been giving, you know, very high grades for most things, and I'm going to try to curb that a little bit, because I would prefer C to be more of the average, therefore there's a wider variety of possibilities, because I feel like everything's been like the B-minus to B-plus rank, unless it was awesome, and so I'm going to try to spread that out a little bit more. And also something I wanted to talk about is just the idea of a 13-episode season of a show. Basically, I get both Gotham and I feel like S.H.I.E.L.D. would have really benefited from this. What do you think about that idea?
I agree, mostly. I think that 13 episodes a season would make a lot of sense if they were doing it during blockbuster season.
Mm.
Because my favorite thing about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is that it interacts with the cinematic universe.
Yeah.
That's by far my, like, I was not that excited about it every week. I was watching it every week, but I wasn't that excited about it until the crossover with Winter Soldier. But I think that doing a 13-episode season in the fall, if there are no movies coming out, doesn't really make sense.
That's a really good point. I think the reason I was saying is that I just feel like the biggest issue with S.H.I.E.L.D. It's been better this season than last season, but it's still a big problem, is just how much they drag their feet with revealing things. And I just feel like we're still talking about who's Skye's father. We're still talking about Coulson and what happened with him. And like the amount of progression that we've gotten from the beginning of season one to mid, you know, now what, a third of the way into season two, is about the amount of progression I would have liked to be like 3/4 of the way into season one. Like, maybe even halfway through season one. It's just very, very baby steps, it feels like. And
and then we could have Avengers Age of Ultron earlier, too. That would be my idea.
Yeah, it gets worrying that these things, when they finally have their payoff, will not be worth the two seasons of build-up that it took to get to them, you know? So, and I have to tie heavily into the movies for me to really feel like it paid off.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, generally, I do wish there was a lot more tie-in.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the actual episode, The Writing on the Wall. How would you grade it this week?
I would honestly give it a C+.
Yeah.
I think that it was slightly better than an average episode of television.
Mm-hmm.
For most of the episode, I was going to give it a C, and then it sort of saved itself at the end, because it actually did have a little bit more happening at the end of the story.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I was sort of hovering around there. I would probably give it a B-, maybe a C+. There were aspects of it that I really enjoyed, but there are also plenty of things that were negative. So, for me, one of the most positive things was the actual villain this week. I thought that he was actually interesting. He had a very understandable motivation, given everything that had been done to him. And also the revelation that he wasn't going and trying to kill. I mean, obviously, he's still crazy and he, you know, killed all these people.
Yeah.
But the fact that he was trying to figure it out and like wasn't attempting to kill them, I thought made it a little bit more interesting and made him more complex.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that. I had not actually, because he wasn't in that much of the episode, I hadn't really thought about him that much. But if they'd, like, fleshed him out more and, like, had either his perspective or just gotten to his story more often, I think I would have liked it more. I do think that it's a really interesting character. I just there was a lot of shortchanging
in
this episode. I felt like there was like a lot of time spent on things that I wasn't that interested in, very little time spent on the things that I really liked.
Yeah, I mean, in that shortchanging thing too, I feel like it was a bummer at how little we got of Mockingbird and May and all, like, all those people kind of were just like not doing a whole lot.
Even after last episode's cliffhanger, even Ward's storyline, I felt like was shortchanged.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I did enjoy Coulson's flashbacks, though. I just sort of, I had forgotten that he actually was involved in the project beforehand, which I think is a really interesting aspect to it, and the whole reveal that they were completely wiping these people's identities, because, you know, Coulson had memories wiped, but not his entire personality, and so this is a very dark turn for them to have gone with.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, you know, that's sort of an interesting thing. I wonder why they felt like they needed to keep Coulson as a shield agent, but not any of these other shield agents.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Coulson is more important, right?
But
And
they aren't going to be back to the Avengers. Or
yeah.
they might, but like that wasn't their plan.
Yeah.
But maybe they just wanted to keep it as an option.
Well, I also think that he's supposed to like legitimately be friends with Nick Fury, so maybe Fury was the one who decided to not take away all of his past.
Yeah.
I think that it's I actually the more I think about it too, it's a bummer that that villain is over this week because I think he would have been an interesting ongoing character,
Yeah.
especially just given his parallels to Coulson. He creates an interesting foil for Coulson, I think, which is
Yeah, he could have actually. I'm not sure about saying this, but I think that he could have been a really interesting big bad, honestly. Actually, I guess that's sort of what Garrett was, except Garrett was only like the last,
But
five
like,
or
but the
whatever
difference is that like
episodes being a
Garrett
villain.
wanted this to happen to him, whereas this guy like was created by Coulson. You know what I mean? It's like a it, they like, yeah they
Yeah.
really shortchanged a really interesting possibility there. I thought the actor was very strong too, so it's a bummer. But
Yeah, do you recognize him from anything?
he
Because
looked familiar. I don't.
when I first started watching someone else's in the room, they said, "What is that voice? I recognize it." So,
Well, while we're talking about the villain, I do want to sort of jump to one of my negatives, which is the woman being killed at the beginning of the episode.
yeah.
I guess all of these shows are doing this so often that they're just killing off these random
Yeah.
women for the hell of it.
And honestly, I think Shield is doing it most.
Yeah, possibly. It's especially given the fact that we know this guy killed more guys than girls, and they chose to show us the girl.
Yeah, and then like at the if they switched the two things, or I mean like the flip side of it is that if they made it a guy at the beginning and a girl at the end, you would have had this whole thing about like her being a victim and like her being a typical maternal protector of her family. But I don't care. I'm not that interested in seeing more women being slaughtered on superhero TV. I'm just not that interested in it.
And I think it's interesting because at the beginning of the episode where they were really playing up like, oh, he obviously is going to do something and she is not getting it. I was thinking, this has a connection to Whedon. Whedon would usually turn the tables here and make it so that the woman was actually the one who did something. But no, they just went with the usual
Yeah,
thing.
it's like significant that it's not Joss Whedon.
So, I mean, the good things are, yes it did, we feel like the reveals are coming a little too slow, but we did get the next piece of the puzzle. We know that the carvings are a city. So, where do you kind of want this
Also,
to
wait.
go? Oh, sorry,
Yeah, okay, so answering that question, when Coulson said, if this is a map, it's a map to nowhere. Nowhere is a location in the Marvel Cinematic
That's true.
and I could totally see this being the beginning of the Avengers Guardians crossover. Because, like, there's no reason like, if that were a city on Earth, then they would immediately know where it was. That would not be difficult to figure out at all.
My first assumption, and okay, so I have an assumption that's different from what you're saying, but then I also have a reason why my assumption's probably wrong, which is my first assumption was that it had to do with the Inhumans, because I still feel like Skye and her dad have to do with the Inhumans, and that city could be the city on the moon that they live in. But
Right, that's a thing.
yeah, but the alien is an alien. He's like, well, I mean, I guess the alien can know about the Inhumans, so that's possible. But it does seem a little bit more likely that it would be a Guardians thing, given that they came from this alien.
Yeah, and also Inhumans is so far down the line.
If it isn't Inhumans, I really don't know what this whole Skye thing is, gonna be, but.
Yeah, you really think that she, at least she and poss and you think that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are going to make it into a movie?
I think that she will. I think at least she will, and I could also see like maybe May fighting someone somewhere. Except that that seems a little unlikely when you have people like Maria Hill and stuff who like are like gonna fill that role. But I feel like Skye's gonna eventually have powers and therefore will make it into a movie.
It's interesting because it's so much more expensive to bring movie superstars onto a TV show because they're, so much more expensive generally than it would be to bring TV stars into a movie. And they've actually brought, like, I still, it's not enough for me, but they have brought quite a number of these people from the movies. I mean, right, Chloe Smulders is, you know,
Yeah.
still basically a TV actress. You know, she's on her way, but I think she's still basically a TV actress.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson was on the show, and the actress who played Lady Sif was on,
Yeah. I
and
forgot about the
like,
Lady Sif. That was a nice little crossover in
yeah.
season one. Yeah, no, I'd like to see Skye go that, and I just the Inhumans thing just makes so much sense to me because of how Skye's reacting to the chemical differently, and her dad reacts to the chemical differently than everybody else,
Yeah.
and just the idea that what's her name, the flower dress woman,
Reyna.
yeah, that she was like sort of affected by it and maybe is half inhuman or something. That just all sort of fits together for me, but I don't know.
Yeah, but like I also think that it's, do we know whether what they're calling Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver in the
Currently,
MCU?
they're just called Miracles.
Okay. I mean, I would guess that they're gonna be Inhumans.
Yeah, that makes sense. So one thing I did like was the there's I mean, and this is just you know, just happy for the show, is that Coulson is coming clean with everybody. We're not going to be dealing with these stupid secrets where like three quarters of the people know and then like two of them don't, and like
Yeah.
it was ridiculous to me when like Simmons asked all these questions and literally didn't know like anything. I was just like, why are you hiding this from me?
Yeah, or you know, like I can sort of understand not telling maybe the new guys,
Yeah.
but and like I guess I can sort of understand after Ward not wanting to tell anybody,
Yeah.
but at the same time it just seems stupid
Yeah.
that like A, no one had like investigated and tried to figure it out,
Yeah.
and B, that he was being so secretive about it.
Yeah. I did enjoy how Mac was reacting to it all and how he wasn't like, he was like, I don't know if this is the kind of guy that I want to work for. I usually like it
Yeah.
when my bosses have sanity. And,
Yeah. Yeah, and who was in the car with Sky?
was that Mac or was that Trip? I don't remember now. It was probably Trip.
I think it was Trip.
Yeah, I think it makes more sense there to be Trip. I think that's fun that they were sort of feeling that way. I did enjoy. So I know, yeah, we feel like the Ward thing was sort of shortchanged. Not a whole lot happened with it, but I do like that he's sort of leaving these presents for Coulson and that he's doing. I don't even know what he's.
Yeah, I don't know his deal.
I have no idea, but I like
But
that I
yeah.
don't know.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a positive for me
Yeah.
that we don't know his deal. But I don't like his new hair at all.
So yeah, so it's interesting you wrote that, because I wrote down negative. I'm really angry that he shaved his beard. I loved his beard.
I was so hopeful because they did it so slowly. I was like, oh, is he just gonna go for a goatee? And
Yeah.
like then he shaved his whole beard, and then he shaved his hair, and I
See,
was like,
okay,
stop.
I actually like the hair, but I don't like the shaving the beard.
I'm glad we're
I don't
talking
think
about this.
what?
I said, I'm glad we're talking about this.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I don't think he looks bad now. I think he looks fine,
Yeah.
but I think he looked really good with the beard. I think he looked really creepy and
Yeah. I mean,
awesome.
I think that it's supposed to be like he's preparing for a war or whatever, and he's
Yeah.
like doing a military haircut. But whatever.
Yeah. I mean, and he's going after his brother, which I do find that intriguing. But you know, and then the one big piece of comedy that I liked this episode was when Skye picks up the phone and says, "Hail Hydra."
Yeah, no, that was funny.
That was really great.
Just like because she hesitated, I was wondering if she was going to try and do an impression
Yeah.
of the guy's voice, but
I was
which is
expecting,
like
like,
pretty funny
oh,
anyway.
what, blah, blah, blah's phone or something, like, you know, something
Yeah.
like that. Let's see, what are the other. Oh, so my biggest con, actually, that I don't think we've talked about yet for this week is it makes no sense to me that they were, like, so crazily compelled to figure out what the writing was, but would not be crazily compelled to go to the city itself.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's like, yeah, it doesn't make a ton of sense. I've just sort of like,
Let it go.
feel like, yeah, I'm letting it go.
Yeah, that actually really bothers me, because if the whole idea is that the alien really wanted to go to this place, why would it drive them to want to know what it was, but not drive them to. It doesn't make sense to me, but I'll let it go now.
Yeah.
But
Just before we get into more concepts, some more
yeah.
of my pros, I really liked when Ward made Mockingbird and then he said, "Don't like to fly,"
Oh yeah.
which you know is just like a subtle thing that was funny.
Yeah.
I really like the Ward storyline itself. I wish that had been the focus of the episode.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and this is sort of going to lead into my cons, which are mostly just sort of about how all this information was delivered in this episode. It was a very talky episode. It went really slowly, and there was a lot of dialogue, that was just sort of like people talking about the issues on the show without like actually having anything happen. I wish that a lot more of this had been delivered through action, not necessarily like violent action scenes, but like
Movement and
movement and
yeah.
people like trying, like investigating things.
Yeah.
And like we've had a lot of that type of thing happening just with no new information being found.
Yeah.
I felt like they sort of like, oh, we have to get through all of this stuff so that next week we can really get it going. Next week looks really good
Yeah.
from the promo. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
And my
Wait, about that though, before you move on, is just that the you said like a lot of the stuff could have happened with Atkin. Think about how much better the opening of the episode would have been if instead of Coulson explaining to Skye that things are getting much worse, if we got a montage of things getting much worse. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like of just showing like days go by and him getting crazier and crazier and like not being able to sleep or something, you know, instead of just being like, yeah, it's worse now.
Yeah, and it would have probably actually taken less time.
Yep.
I'm never gonna watch this episode again.
Yeah.
I probably, even if I did a Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. rewatch, it would be likely that I would skip over this episode if I
Yeah.
remembered it. I'd be like, oh, this is the episode where nothing really happened except for like two things that
Yeah.
I'll get in the recap with the next episode.
Yeah.
And my last con was there's a, I can't remember the other piece, but there was some product placement in this, and particularly the fact that Sky is hacking on a Mac.
Oh.
I like, and there were like, you know, all these like tricky angles where like the Apple logo is glowing in the corner of the screen,
I didn't
and
actually notice that,
yeah,
but
I noticed that really. I can't remember what the earlier piece was, but there was some earlier piece of product placement that I like noticed, and I was like, that's product placement, and then when Mac showed up, I was like, that is also product placement.
I mean, that didn't doesn't none of that bothers me nearly as much as the stuff in well, actually, Arrow's been better this season, but a lot of seasons of Arrow, Felicity's been very slow to touch her screen so that you can see that it's Windows 8, and like that's always
Yeah.
bothered me much more.
Yeah, I mean, actually, but it like just really quickly to go to Arrow that
Yeah.
last week all of the text related text was doing the comically large text on the screen.
Yeah.
I'm surprised every show hasn't reverted to like what Sherlock does with like having it pop up on the screen,
Yeah.
because it's A, I think a lot probably a lot cheaper than like it's a really cheap graphic to do,
Yeah.
and it flows so much better.
Yeah. You know, the only other show that I've seen do that is House of Cards, actually. So my last negative for the week is just that this is like a subtle thing they threw in there, but Mac talking to Fitz about how, you know, memory files are always backed up and blah blah, and just the implication of, yeah, sometime we'll get around to making Fitz normal. And I just don't need that. I think he's working well right now as he is, and
Yes, that is true. Although is Fitz a, I don't think Fitz has a memory issue. I think it's just a,
well,
it's a
they
positive
specifically
issue.
throw out a line where he goes, "Oh, does that mean you're backed up too," or something like that.
Oh, I guess that's true, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. It just well, I mean, also when we're in a world where the GH whatever formula thing exists, I feel like that will fix him at some point.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I just there was no part of this episode where I was like, wow, that really makes this episode worth it. Like,
Yeah.
there wasn't any, like, Fitz has been so great this season, and there wasn't anything really great with Fitz.
Yeah.
Jenna has actually been, or Simmons, has
Yep.
been, like,
Strong.
actually strong and interesting and doing all these things.
Yeah.
And, like, she did an autopsy, and everyone was like, you gross, and that was pretty much it.
Mockingbird did nothing.
Mockingbird did nothing. Hunter pretty much, like,
Yeah.
was there even a fight in this episode?
That's a good
Oh, actually,
question,
there was a fight at the
actually.
end. There was,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For me, the thing that I take away from the episode is the villain, and the more I think about it, the more I feel like he was underutilized. But I think that the idea of him and the flashbacks—I'd take the flashbacks away from it too. I thought those were pretty cool. But
Yeah.
overall, yeah, I definitely see your issues. All right, so I'm ready to close out. Do you have anything else you wanna?
No, I'm good.
All right. So if you wanna contact us, you can check us out on Twitter at SSJPod.
You can also email us at smallscreenjustice@gmail.com.
And check out our blog, smallscreenjustice.wordpress.com, or rate, review, or subscribe to us on iTunes. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for checking us out, and I don't know. Have a good day.
Yeah, I was trying to think of something before.
Don't shave your beard.
Jesus.
If you have a beard, don't shave it. That's my ending out
Oh,
thought.
yeah. Oh, Ward violated No Shave November. He did. Put that somewhere in there.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.